Welcome to episode 6. This episode we're going to cover the first way to get into ketosis. The first way is nutritional ketosis. Nutritional ketosis is using the foods you eat to produce endogenous ketones that are produced by the liver from fatty acids. The word endogenous means to produce something from within the body. So getting into nutritional ketosis will depend on a few things, including how strictly you limit your carb intake. Also, certain variables that are mostly out of your control, like your genetics, medical history, body composition, and energy needs. If you're consistently eating the standard ketogenic diet, you should be able to see results and improvements within a short couple of weeks. Also, something that people forget to warn everyone about when strictly using nutritional ketosis is something called keto flu. I mean, it really sounds way worse than it actually is. When entering ketosis for the first time from any of the three types of keto eating, most people experience something called keto flu. This often scares people off and they start to think that the keto lifestyle is not right for their body. But the flu is nothing else other than a result of starving your body of carbohydrates while transitioning over to ketones for energy. Some people get achy or have headaches, and it's similar to the symptoms people experience when they lower or stop their caffeine intake. You can easily limit these effects by staying hydrated and replenishing electrolytes. Now, I know what you're saying, Joel, I don't have weeks and I don't want that keto flu thing. To which I say, you're right. Why wait that long? Nobody's got weeks and you don't even have to get the keto flu. So stay tuned to the next episode where I'll cover the second way to get into ketosis, which is much faster and possibly can alleviate you having to go through keto flu.